Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. We continue our city council candidate profiles early this week as we head to Ward 4. Joining us on today's program is candidate Bill Harkins. Well, I'll have you start with an introduction of yourself.
Hi, I'm Bill Harkins. You may know me better as Billy Jack.
And why are you running for the Ward 4 seat in the Pella City Council election?
Well, I believe there needs to be some changes done and new blood in there just to get those changes taken care of.
And so what is your vision or platform? Say that Bill Harkins is elected for the next 4 years. What is your overall vision and platform for how you would run as a counselor?
Well, I believe in being the voice of the people. A lot of the people I've talked to lately have said that they feel they're being ignored. The city isn't listening to them anymore like they used to. So I plan on being the voice of the people. My goal would be to reduce the taxes. There's a lot of wasteful spending going on right now, and a lot of that needs to be eliminated. Affordable housing. I've talked to the average Joe, the hardworking men and women of this town, and according to them, affordable housing is $95,000 to $150,000. They said they any higher than that, and it prices them out of the, you know, completely out of it. So that's another issue. There's a few other smaller issues that should be looked at. I think some of the policies and ordinances should be reviewed and maybe altered, change, you know, maybe even eliminated to assist in bringing in new companies to the city, maybe bringing in new people. Because right now, I'm being told by the younger generation that it's just not cost effective to live here. It's not affordable to them. As a matter of fact, last weekend I talked to two different IT techs, same generation. One says one works here in town, one works in Des Moines. The one in town said it's taken them 10 years to get up to $26 an hour. Fair enough. The one that works in Des Moines, I started at 32. You know, there's no comparison. They're going to go where the money is. We got to have something to keep them here. And right now, I don't see that we do. We need to start looking at options, whether it's helping with housing assistance, whether it's helping with daycare, you know. But I also feel we need to keep the Pella heritage, the historic part of Pella, which also, to me, also includes Big Rock Park. That's part of historic Pella. I grew up here, so that makes a big difference. I used to be out there all the time in the summertime. So when you try to modernize it, I feel that that just makes us just like any other town. If you leave it like it is, where it's just to go out, enjoy nature, do a little hiking and sledding in the winter, because I remember doing that. But that makes us unique. So I don't know. I really don't know what else to tell you.
So I'll start with the first point, because you pretty well explained affordable housing and amenities. You went in great detail about that. But let's talk taxes. You know, what in your view as a city councilor can you do to improve the tax situation in your mind by reducing them here in the city without, you know, impacting funding? That's obviously, as you right. said, there's a lot to it.
Well, reducing the property taxes makes a lot of places more affordable, you know, to more attractive to both families and to businesses. By dropping by lowering the property taxes, the businesses have a reason to expand, because right now it's, oh, we're gonna have to pay this much in taxes, it's not worth it. But by lowering the property taxes, and then they got an opportunity to use that as, you know, I don't know what you wanna call it, but it's a chance to use it as an incentive to bring people in, to bring companies in. So like I said, just reducing the property taxes alone would be quite the incentive to a lot of places, a lot of people.
Once again, that was candidate for Pella City Council Ward 4 Bill Harkins. Hear from his opponent Dave Hopkins on tomorrow's program. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.